Jack and Ramon. So in other words, of course, the Ramon had reference before too, to the case where the Riaz Damach Mastashmish was in 3 B.S. Tzufis. That's why he said the causing Korov for Mishish, because she checked it against the Din, she's a Ritas. But she didn't. So he says, behold, if after the 3 B.S. Tzufis, with Damach Mastashmish, she acted against the Din, she sinned, and she was of the Shimsho and did not see anyone. So it's Chitas the scarce. So then we can attribute to the Akoras Adgolim Machmas Lady. Abo Imroaso, but Lechatrile, if she comes to Eskes Ishaya, after she saw Damach Mastashnish in 3 B.S. Nitzuches, she comes at the very outset and Eskes Ishaya, can I be with the husband or not? Then we have to tell her no. If before she has cohabitation with the husband, she consults us and she asks the Shaila, is she allowed to be with the husband? Then we have to tell her, Loi talimabwe. But if she already acted against him, she didn't ask any Shailas, and in the BS that she acted Shaloikini, so she did not see any down, then we can attribute it to Akoras Doli Machmasa. But Abel Chathile, we will say it's a thing of the Shire, Abel Chathile, who has a Shalish Bomb in the Tzu, we will say Leiba to Komashmon, we will see the Tashmi in time, so we will ask all the Shire for horses again. Abel Ben is in the Mutter, the Ago is in the Cheno, the Mkei, the Hoyo and the Rabo Vichte, Elo, Elo, the Hoyo and the Rabo Vichte, Elo, Abo, so instead of writing Abo, he should have written Abo Bemes Asur. But he shouldn't say, so he should not, Dinkei Mohoim Ramei Alichtei, Elo Abo Bemes Asur. Not Abo Rimro Asur Gimupomi, but he should say, Behold, say, for all four machines, show me the same shades, show the commission like that, show me the same, Abo Bemes Asur Rimro Asur Gimupomi with Tzubilachal. That's the way you should have formulated it. And not say, Abul Mu'asa. Abul Mu'asa indicates that he's starting to discuss a new case. And the new case has reference to a case where she saw Gimu Pomi B.B.S. Rituals. The implication being that up to that previously he discussed the case of Gimu B.S. not Rituals. And that's strange. If he previously discussed the case of Gimu B.S. in Rituals, so why was he saying, Opo Mishim Chosu, it's not Opo Mishim Chosu. Abu Bembe say Nimuta. Loyo Rabo Vichli, Elo, Abu Bembe Tassumo, you might not ask your Kan with a little lady, Gamlo will ask your Abu Bosi from the Mitsubi, for you will come to my men. We sue the Lobo because of you be Kradin take us to Mitsubi. Vaye is a question in Aki, you'll fize Mashma, in Kvoras or in Tsufim, Kibu Pomi, Aha Koleide, Mahandalo Mashaov, or Vishincha Akei, Viluas or the Lady Lede, Shetia Muteres. Now, if we are going to say that when the Ramo says, Oh, Iroas or Aha Koleide, Kibu Pomi, he has reference to the case of Roas or Kibu Pomi with Tsufim, Aha Koleide, and then he says, the Ovra Vishincha. So then, and Loi Roasota, then she's Muteres after the fourth lady. Why should it be like this? Because if she, so he said, Lize Mashmaim for Roaso Mitsukim Gimu Pomma Hakolede, Mahanolo Mashovo Vishim Shahke, Gimuaso Loyal Lede, Shetim Muteres, Afulaharede of Peace, Viholila Lema came, Shari Hufiko Bibia Sisa, Gimu Pommi, Ahakolede. So Bimele, how can she be Muteres to the husband if, let's say, after the first lady she had 3 beers with that, and then she had 100 beers without her. Then after the second lady she had 3 beers with that, and then she had 100 ladies without her. Then after the third lady she had 3 beers with that, and then she had the number of beers without her. Now is the fourth lady. So if we say that the Ramo had reference to the case where she saw Gimu three times Zuchels. Dam macht was da schnisch. So den Ramoi saying, sie nicht, sie muss auch dort schnisch. So she acted choike di. But the event that she acted choike di. And in the BS, subsequent to the first three BS after the day, she did not see Dam. So the male, after the fourth BS, she is with us to be the husband. Why should she be with us to be the husband? She established the Vesit Kavua of seeing three times in three ladies. She established the Vesit Kavua that after every lady. So the first three BS, she sees Dam. But after the fourth BA, after Eloi Deh, she doesn't see Dam. How can she? She cannot have a fourth BA without the first three BAs. And the first three BAs, she established the message of who I've seen Dam. How can she be with Teres Levayel? How can she be with Teres Levayel? And there's a Tashite, that she can be Asura Libal or Ligamre. On the basis of two reasons, either because of the Chayli, or because of the Kriyas Veset here. So too, as far as the Chayli is concerned, so if after the three BS, she had BS without Dam, so that's a Raya, she's not afflicted with that Chayli. Because it had she been afflicted with that Chayli, so the walls of the uterus should have become irritated at the fourth beer too. But she did establish a beset of seeing Dam Machmastashmish in the first three beers after each lady. So how can she be able? So true, there will be a second in time after the first three beers of seeing Dam. But how can Ramos say that she is allowed to be with her husband in the first beer after the fourth lady? According to the Beset, it can be predicted that she will, in all probability, see Dam in the first three BS after the fourth lady. And the Tashiti is that even when it's a question of the husband divorcing his wife, so we still say that it's not there, the Isa of Lobby Alishti, some of the best. This is the Kashi. He says, "Va'yisa koshim naki." You feel that Hashem is for us on the tzufi. You feel that Chalai the man was over the shim shaki. We are so many lady. She did the terrace of Chalai the bees. We hold the lady back in shari. Who is going to be a sisa? He will pull the Chalai the lady. We are so cast be a set of layer. ומברין הרב רביכם ולהתגליל אלו שרואה זאת פעם אחת אך הכל ידע ממילא הוא סיכות בי הסתר ונעשים בי שריץ על הסיסו יצר די נעצירו של כל אחר ידע להגודת דוקי במי השני אוי כניסה מה שאין כאן כאן שיש דימו פורמים איסה שאין מצוק עם הכל ידע ויש איסה אך מכל ידע מיד השני אוי ולמחנה בזה הוא כעצמו ואם כן הוא וכל מכך והד החלודוסו כמלו תלוסו דוביר ועשור הרכח החלודוסו מביץ ומה שכוסף רמו החכה וסי ללמוקים שצור דיקה מענה עוד פה בשימשו היינו בעוד פה בשימשו אחרי לא הוביץ וכן כוסף בהתי מדעקימי ש אבל הוא נחן לו מה ששימשו ולרוע עשו כיבן לידו הוביץ שבחר וזה בואו לכל מיבי על כל כך נראה. So the question is, why does the Ramo say over the Shimsho? Because the expression over the Shimsho indicates that he has reference to the case of Gimu B.S. Tupes. Now, if he has reference to the case of Gimu B.S. Tupes, so why does he say Avonim Hoas or Gimu B.S. Tupes? He has been discussing that case all the time. So he says there in the Tosei. Now, so actually, we can say, as the Pshat in the Ramo is, very simple. The Tinochnan, he is discussing the case where she saw Damach Mastashmish after every lady in the first late three ladies. So three B and the three BS rituals. The three BS rituals. But of the machine, after the first three BS that she saw Dam, and she was not allowed to have a fourth B with her husband, but she acted shalikidim. So she acted shalikidim. So we may have seen she acted shalikidim. So it's chitas niskeres. So mele, so after the fourth lady, she's also allowed to be in the husband. Listen, and what the Rambam says, Avol Limroas, what the Rambam means, as the Limush says, Avol, but at the very outset, if she consults us, before she has the BS, after the first three BS which fades, so then we tell her no. But if she did, then she, then we are telling her, in the course of study, Machmasrei. We are telling the course of study, Machmasrei. Al Korach Nirech, Sheyesh Kam Torah Sefer. Instead of reading here, so we have to read here, so that we're not Ofro Mishimsho. Ofro implies that she is the Chitas. In other words, the BS were not rituals. So maybe she was Mutaris to be with the husband. In other words, she had one beer with the husband. She had one beer with the husband after the lady there, and she saw Dalma Chostashish. Then she had the second beer, she didn't see Dalma. Then she had the third beer, she saw Dalma Chostashish. Then she had the fourth beer, she didn't see Dalma Chostashish. Then she had the fifth beer, she again saw Dalma Chostashish. So she already has three beers. Dalma Chostashish, but it wasn't three tumors. It was three tumors. We talk about the holes in Kvoshimsh. We take a soap boy in Ochika. We need to do more. Mamma, she did the Marina Rabbeche. Mashi Kosaka was a Hakoli in Ubomi. My baby will be to PHB instead of the time. So, Oma, Shimsh of War, the Otto Lima, we had there. Both the Amino shows who call me Chris, a Hakoli, Italian of the Ukad, the Shapi of Moskara came, Abolim was, Gimu Pomi, we took him. אחז, צריך לשיפר אז, ומחנו לא מתאהבה, ושם יש ביס החקים. אלו מנטש שמתאמרי לאחד לא יהיה ביס, דהי לשחלי לשלישיס, מותר אז שתגיע להיות אור ביס, ועוד אסור אך או פשישים שמתאים, ולא יועס, כי דאר בשביל שום, זו נראה איז דווקא אחר, ולא סוף בהבו לבסת הזה. גם מיר לחום מזהר, כוסף בהגוי הזה, ישמי רבי שבין המצוי, ולדעתי לא מוהיר בשביל פורש, So the Bach also explains the Ramo, applies the Ramo to the case of Inuits. The Shach applies it in Sifam Dalef, he applies it in case of Mitzuvahs. But the Bach and the Taz applies it to Inuits. But the Bach doesn't mention this difficulty in the Loshim of the Ramo. Gamir Hamzal goes about going to his by the mission and the truth. We invite him on the English to Polish, Mashikosap, behold, Saint Mopo, Doin Kanovo, Balkor, Moshe, Gatti, Kins of Bies, Vika, Adim, Zboyam, Siak, Mishmai, Hopo, Mashikosa, Mium, Komoke, Shetrik of Pike, Mopo, Mishim, Shomi, Wazo, Mutares, Pirish, Hain, Kambi, Wazo, Mupomi, Daina, Hakolade, Tamachs, the lawyer was a copy of BS at the time. שלא יראו אסון, ממילא כשווי שאשר אסון מילא מצוי. ביום אנשים שהאקים לא יראו אסון, ניהנו לו של תחש, אבל אם הוא תקוב בייסת הביטאים, אין כאן שש, וכן אם רואה אסון דומו פה ממחלק למשום השנידית, ביום אנשים שהחלק להוביץ, ניהנו לו, אבל אם ניהנו לו מה שעוד פה בשיב שם, בייסר, בלידע לבידע, כי אם דהו כבר לא פסטס, לבידס, צריך התיקו לחלק להוביץ דק, וכן בכל, וכן בכל מישהו שרואה סודה מחמסתה של מקומי של צריכו של פרס כשכוספתי סימן כפוף קודשי שמחנה לו עם אופרו ושיב שוביסה ומסבור הסלמו בדעת מי שלכם All right, you'll leave it here. All right, so tomorrow we have to finish all the class and the in his discussion of the Ramor in connection with a Yeles who saw Dam in three Bias after each lady and then she had the Seta Bintayim and so on. So is Lishitose of Ishite in Sif Yudala. So in other words, the Tashite is that they are two Alochas. First of all, there is the halacha of Rei Damach Mastashmish on the basis of Chelim.
Isis of Chet. And some poskim say that it's an Isis of Raisa. Chalkas Mechikin, the Bishmuel, the Bismeya. And then, and even if it's the Rabbonon, so it, because Midraise, we are Tele in Makas HaZdodim. Because it's more Motsu that the Zdodim of the Isho are so rather than the Mokir is so. So, but the Shittes Rambam, from the Rambam it appears that Re'e Damach Mastash Mishgimul Pomim, so it's because of Echel. Okay. And then now we see that the Nebihude and the Rabbi Kveiger and the Chasam Sefer, they all say that the whole aloha of Re'e Damach Mastashmish Gimul Po'omim, so is asura because of the aloha of Vestis. And Rabbi Kveiger and the Chuvis Simen Samach, but he says the same thing, just like a vore, he mentions it here too. And the Rabbi Kveiger and his Agoi and the Shach Sif Kotn Chov Mishimigune Hikil Bilavoche Yishleimah, the Shach says that this aloche that is mentioned in the Ramo that if the woman is Re'e Damach Mastashmish Gimu Pomi and she has a Maki, so then we are telling in the Maki, so that's only Ligabe Leoschal Bayu. So then we say Mishumigunei Kolubirabono. Mishumigunei Kolubirabono. Mashein Kain, Ligabe counting Zaini Kain. So if a woman Sodamach Mastashish, even though she has a Maki, and even though it is established that the Maki that she has inside is the kind of a Maki that bleeds, so we cannot be tailing the Maki, we cannot attribute it to the Maki. So, but why do we say it? Why do we attribute it to the Maki in regard to the Aloche of Re'e Damach Mastash Mishgimot Pom Asur Lebailo? So he says, Mishimigune Ikul. So he says, Ufizel Nire Deil Hater Lebailo, Mishimichamo Mikemis Hosho Chazal, Shalolheitzi Isham Lebailo. If we know that the woman has a maki inside, so Rabbi Kveiger says here, Mishmiguna Yikil, Bilabo Hayishlema, the Bailo do Isarag, the Hibu, the Hoz, the Kolicha is Machmastashish, Shemotira Misastashish, do Indian Veset. The Haverag the Rabbonon, Kedi Kaimelon Vestes the Rabbonon, Lose Samchino Le Hokeil, Lisleis Bimako, Avulinian Zion Ikim Lois Samchino. So he mentions a Asogia the Shach. Why does the Shach have to resort to the fact? Because it's a question of divorcing his wife. So because the Chachomim are Makil, Bishop Igune, he could say that in regard to answering her and the Baal Kamre, even after she goes Tvile, she counts Zayni Kim and goes Tvile. So there it's a question of the Rabbonon. It's a question of the Rabbonon. So, because Vestes is the Rabbonon. Vestes is the Rabbonon. Mashein Kei, to say that she is Muteres Lebailo, even though she's Sodamach Mastashmus, just because we know she has a Maki. So we should be tailored in the Maki. So that's a Sveiki the Raise. So we cannot be tailored in the Rabbonu. That's the question. So we see from this Rabbi Kveiger, and that's Rabbi Kveiger Lishitose, because in the Shai is the Chuvis Rabbi Kveiger, Chuvis Samech, he says that the whole din of Re'e Damach Mastash Mishgimu Pomin, so is based upon the Aloha Vestas. I mean, the Or HaShulchan is Mari Shilomeis. I mean, he is so convinced that the Halacha is based upon Chele. But we see that so many poskim, I mean, the Rasvach Chasam Sefer, and the Nibihude, for example, has one tshuva, where he is Matia, a woman who saw Damach Mastash Mish Gimu Pomi, Gimu Bias Ritzufis. And then after that, she established the Veset Kavua of seeing Dam every, let's say, every 25th day. So the Nibuhude is matter her Bible. Why? Because since she established a Veset Kavua of seeing Dam, let's say every 25th day, so Mele, that is a care. The Veset of seeing Dam Achmas Tashmish. Like a woman, let's say, who sees Dam, let's say, every 20th of the month. And then she changes with 3 years, in 3 months. So she, instead of seeing it on the 20th of the month, so she starts seeing it, she starts having the period on the 25th of the month. So, Mele, that is Eikia, the previous Veset. So all that is based upon the premise that the Aloche of Re Dam Achmas Tashmish is based upon Vestas. So Mele, if she establishes another Veset, so the previous Veset becomes Neka. But if we are to say, so in Achadame, the Orach HaShulchan mentions that as a riot, because he says, if we are going to say that Re Dam Achmas Tashmish is based upon the general principle of Vestas, so in case after she sees Dam Achmas Tashmish 3 times, she establishes a certain kind of a Veset, so Mele, that Veset should be Neka. So he says, are you talking? And even though the Nibhude says like that, but it's inconceivable to him. But we see that in spite of the fact that the Orach HaShulchan, I mean, he's so convinced that it's a special halacha, it's a chayyim, it has nothing to do with Vestas. But many poskim say like that, and the Loshon of the Rashba is mashma like that. The Loshon of the Rashba. Because the Rashba says in Tiras Abayis, that if she saw Dam Achmas Tashmish 3 times, so then she's Asur Lebailo. Why? He says, because in Vestas, the Havik is Shor Vestas. The kind of only in Vestas, Kerevshim and Gamliel, that only 3 times is a Chazon. The implication being that according to Rebbe, that with 2 times it's a chazoke. With 2 times it's a chazoke. So then, even if a woman sees Dam Achmas Tashmish 2 times, she's a soul about it. As a matter of fact, the Bes Yosef mentions in the name of the Smag, that the Smag says that this Gemara that says 3 times, because that Gemara goes according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. But since we passed on the Chumre like Rebbe, so Mele, the Smak says that even if she sees 2 times, Dam Achmas Tashmish. So she's a soul of Bible. And he mentioned, the Bes Yosef mentioned that in the name of the Smak, but apparently he had a different gils in the Smak. In our Smak, the Smak says, Beferesh, that only 3 times. All right, but Bes Yosef mentions that in the name of the Smak. So the Nibihude mentions that Eraya, that the Aloch of Re Dam Achmas Tashmish Gimel Pomim is based upon Vestas, because the Loshon HaRashba 3 times, the Kaimelon, the Havalei Kishor Vestas, the Kaimelon in Vestas Kirav Shimon Gamliel. So he says, that's no Eraya from that Rashba, because the Rashba is also made it that this is a special Aloche, because it's a special kind of a chayli. But we have to have a symptom, an indication, a good symptom that she's afflicted with that chayli. So according to Rabbi, the 2 times the chazoke, so just as in regard to the question as to whether an infant in a certain family is afflicted with hemophilia. So according to Rabbi, if 2 children died, Machmas Mile, we cannot be mal any other child. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, only 3 children. So here too, but not that this has to do with Vestas. So first he says, the Havalei ki Vestas, the Kaimelon ki Rav Shimon Gamliel lein yin Vestas. Why does he have to say the Kaimelon ki Rav Shimon Gamliel lein yin Vestas if his raya is only that we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel? So let him say the Kaimel Kreb Shim Gamliel, not the Kaimel Kreb Shim Gamliel invest this. And then the Ruach HaShulchan says, but Vohraye says, Ligam invest this, even Rebbe will be made it. Even Rebbe will be made it. That a woman doesn't establish a veset with less than three times. Who says like that? The Balamoya. The Balanub Moya. But the fact is that the Rajbo apparently the Ruach HaShulchan did not have the Rajbo and Yivomis. The Rajbo and Yivomis. So he says that the reason as to why we passed and we invest this Kirab Shimon Gamliel is because Vestas is the Rabban. Because Vestas is the Rabban. So that means if Vestas had been the Raise, so then we wouldn't pass in Kirab Shimon Gamliel in Vestas. So the Rajbo is Chelik and the Balamot. So we may like the Raise of the Ruach HaShulchan, even though from the Lashon HaRambam it's mashma like that, there is no doubt that the Shiras HaRambam is like that. But from the Rajbo it's mashma that the whole Aloche is based from the Rajbo upon the principle of Vestas. And we see that Rabbi Kreger also said the same thing. Rabbi Kreger also said the same thing. So what is the answer on Rabbi Kreger's kasha against the Shach? He has the kasha. Why does the Shach have to resort to the fact because Mishimiguna in Kilna? Let him say, because as far as being Muteres Lebaile right now without counting Zaynikim, So that's a question of the Raisi. But as far as being Asur Lebaile Legamre, it's a question of the Rabbanon. Because Vestas is the Rabbanon. Okay, the Rabbanon. So the answer is that the Shach holds that Aloche of Rei Gimel Poem Machmastash Mis Asur Lebaile is based upon a certain chelik. Based upon a certain chayli. So Mimele, it's not a question just of the Rabbanon. Even though we could say, even according to the Rambam, so we don't necessarily have to say that she's a son d'raise. The HaShulchan says she's a son d'raise. The Chalkas Mechikik says she's a son d'raise. The Beis Meir says she's a son d'raise. But it does not necessarily mean that once we accept the Shittes Rambam, that Reya Dam Machmastashish Gimel Poemim is based upon a certain chayli, that we have to say it's midraise. We could still say it's midrabon. Why not midraise? Because midraise, we could be tele in Hakoh Ezdodi. Because Hakoh Ezdodi is more likely than the fact that it comes from the Moki, from that chayli. But once we say that it's based upon a certain chayli, then it's very likely that the Shach Shiti is like a Chalkas Mechegek, that she's a solid raisin. So Mimele, he has to resort to the time of Mishmigunei Kulam. But anyway, we see from Rabbi Gveiga that Rabbi Gveiga takes it for granted that the whole aloche of us, Rei Damach Mastashmish, is based completely upon the aloche of Vestas, not upon the Din of Chayli. That we see. So it's not so poshet as the Ruach HaShulchan says. Alright, now, I just want to point out, you see, so in regard to the Taz holds that there are two types of Rei Damach Vastash Mishwa Asuras Levaile. Because both are true. The Chayli that the Rambam says, this is a fact. In other words, if the woman's uterus is swollen, so then the Tashmish might irritate, and the mokeya, and then it will start bleeding. And it's also true that a woman can cultivate any kind of a routine in having the period. There is such a thing as a veset aguf, and there is veset ayomim, and there is a veset amokev. So there can be this kind of a veset also. So both can be true. And that's the shita of the Taz. So Mimele, the Taz shita is, the Tashite is in respect to the halacha of Rei Damach Mastashmish that is based upon the chili. So there, if there is be a set of in time, so it's a raya gmure, a raya brure, that she is not afflicted with that chili. Because had she been afflicted with that chili, So why dafke this time this beer, not the other beer? But as far as Vestas is concerned, so as Vestas, there could be all kinds of Vestas. So there is such a thing as Vesed Bidiluk, and there is such a thing as Vesed Bisiluk. What does Vesed Bisiluk mean? Vesed Bidiluk means that, let's say, 1 month, so the Afloge is 20 days. The next month, the Afloge is 21 days. The next month, the Afloge is 23 days. That's in the progression. So that's Vesed Bidiluk. And Vesed Bisiluk means she sees Dam the first of every other month. In other words, she'll have the period on the first of Nisan, and on the first of Iyar she doesn't have the period. And she'll have the period on the first of Sivan. On the first of Tammuz she will not have, and on the first of Av she'll have. So that's Vesed Bisiluk. So there can be a Vesed Aguf also Bisiluk. Why couldn't there be a Vesed Aguf Bisiluk? In other words, 1 month she'll have the period in conjunction with Noshia, but the next month she'll be nauseous for a long time, she'll not have the period. And then in the third month, again, if she establishes such a vessel. So Mele, as far as the chili, as the symptom of the chili is concerned, so only if it's ritzufes, if there is biaseta, so it's not symptomatic of the chili. But as far as the vessel is concerned, even if there is a biaseta in time, so what if there is a biaseta? But if the woman in the first 3 beers she established the vessel, that's the tashit. If the woman after every lady the first 3 beers she always sees the machmas tashish, and then there are many beers set up in time, there are 100 beers without them, and then after the second lady again, and after the third lady the same thing. So that means that she established such a vessel. So Memele, even though they will be a seter, after the first lady, after the second lady, after the third lady, but after the fourth lady, she's still a soul. Why? And he says, and the fact that we'll use the shiferes, that is not effective. The shiferes is not effective, because even if the shiferes has the same effect, same psychological effect as the tashish. But if she established the vesed to see dam machmas tashish only in the first 3 beers after lady, so memele, the bdikas shviferes before the time has no effect whatsoever. This is the taz shita. In other words, according to the taz, this is the pshat in the taz. That according to the Taz, a woman can be asur libaylo machmas riyas dam machmas tashmish gimu pomim on 2 grounds, either because of the cheli or because of vestas. And we see that this is the Ramban shita also, because the Ramban says if the woman who saw dam machmas tashmish gimu pomim, so she was given a shock treatment and she didn't respond at all. So then in Letakone, and according to Ramban, in Letakone means that even Dikish Feres is ineffective, because the Ramban Shite is that Dikash Feres cannot be effective when she sees Dam because of a physical factor. So then the Shviferes does not have the same effect as Tashmish. So when is Vika Shviferes effective? When it's based upon Vestas. What does it mean, Vestas? In other words, if it is grounded in, if it is psychosomatic. If it is grounded in the psychosomatic factor. That's Vestas, because all Vestas are grounded in the psychosomatic factor. All Vestas. So he says, if the woman was given a shock treatment, and the shock treatment resulted in dropping clotted blood, so then we don't have to resort to negative effects, because she was already cured from that nervousness. But if she drops blood, but not, if she doesn't drop any blood at all, So then she's a sugo in a takone. What do you mean takone? It doesn't mean a takone she cannot be cured. Of course she can be cured. But the Bdika Shel Feres is not a reliable test. It's not a reliable test. But she can be cured, let's say, if the soreness will disappear through certain medicines or by itself, so then she'll be Muteres Levayel. But she is then, in such a case, the Bdika Shel Feres is not a reliable test. But if, as a result of the shock treatment, so she drops blood, but not clotted blood, so that's a raya that it's not physical. Because if it had been physical, so why should she respond to a shock? So it's a raya, it's ecological. If it's ecological, but she doesn't respond so well to the shock that she should be cured of that nervousness. So Mimele, then we can resort to the Bdika Shel Feres. This is what the Ramban says. So we see it from the Ramban that she can be, there are two types of Re'edah Machmas Tashish. And in both cases, she is a soul of mine. Two types of Re'edah Machmas Tashish. And in both cases, she is a soul of mine. And the Ramban himself says, V'lemech. But we see from that cheating of the Ramban, we see that. Anyway, so this is the shita of the Taz. This is the shita of the Taz. Now, I just want, before we go over the Shach, I want to go over the Shach in Sif Lamed Aleph, and then we'll go over the other Taz and Shachs, because these are very complicated, these Taz and Shach. Now, but before we go over the Taz, the Shach in Sif Lamed Aleph, I just want to mention, now, we see that According to the Mitzies, there is such a thing. First of all, the Rambam mentions. And then we know that there is such a thing. So how is it that so many poskim, they ignore the whole fact of Re'edah Machmas Tashmish on account of a certain chiyuv? And we know that there is such a thing. It seems to me that it's not a machlekes. Let's say, from the Rashba it appears that Re'edah Machmas Tashmish is based upon Vestas. From the Rambam it appears, from Roshna Rambam he calls it Chili, and he doesn't designate it by the term Vestas at all, that it's based upon Echel. So we don't, it's not mistaber that there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashba in Mitzias. As far as the Mitzias is concerned, there is such a thing as Re'edah Machmas Tashmish because the uterus is swollen. So maybe the Tashmish irritates it and then she starts bleeding. But that should be told in another shot. Now, suppose a woman has a maki in the moker itself. She has an ulcer in the walls of the uterus. That happens. Not with its daughter. The Gemara here talks of this dodi. So of course, if the maki is outside the mokia, the mokia is the uterus. So then is the mako. So it doesn't make any difference. Let's say if the mako is this dodi, so it's like dam from the finger of the isha. But how about a mako that exists in the mokia itself? So the Ramor, we see from this Ramor, that's the Ramor's shita is, that if the dam is a dam mak, if it's established, that she has an ulcer in the moker, and that's the dam, so she's mutaris lebayel. She doesn't have to count anything. And this is the Ramor's shita. So, and the Ramor is mentioned here. The Agoyan Sifei. So he says, V'chein im eim oveset kavua, v'u sofit, im hadam bo min hamokir o min hatzdodim, talinom bimake v'ke yasvek sveke, sofit min hatzdodim o min hamokir, v'im tinzolim o min hamokir, shemu hu min hamak. So he means that the mako itself is from the mokir. Im tinzolim ha, that the dam definitely comes from the mokir, but maybe it's not menstrual dam. It's make dam of the mokir. So the Ramoshite is, that when dam comes from the mokeya, so then then even but if it's damako, even though it comes from the mokeya, so she's mutaras levaya. The Bais Yosef says that when dam comes from the mokeya, so then she becomes an idol midraisa, even if we know that it's damak. Even if we know that it's damak, I mentioned that too, when he discussed the machlekes Rav and Levi, shtei mayonis mayinechot. So how we discussed it. So, and the Bais Yosef Shita is not difficult. Some feel that this Bais Yosef Shita is difficult. It's not difficult at all, and he's not the yochid. As a matter of fact, the Raivet Shita, not the Raivet in Balanefesh, but the Raivet in his Peush and the Safro and the Tereskeyanim has the same Shita. That if the dam is the mako is in the moker itself. The mako is in the moker itself. So then she's in idol midraisa. Because of that, I mean, I cannot go along with the psak by certain rabbonim who passed a woman who has an ulcer in the uterus that she's in terror survival. Because to me it appears it involves a chash midraisa in a nisa kotz. But the Bais Yosef is not a yochid. So, the Tiraskenim says, Vitoaro lechel bizvochim, mimkeir domeo, mimkeir milameid shekoldomim shireyo einon elom namokim. Einon namokim. So, the taste with the Rash, that's the taste with Shamas. So, the Rash and Rabbi Hillel in his Peirush and the Safo. So they both say, what does it mean? That means damnidam. But the Raivet, in his Perush, and the Tereskeyanim, he says, oh, milamit shekoldomim shireyo eino el mimokeya, pireish. Kol domim sheitmei omehen bishor ayomim einot mei omehen Elohim kin boi min amokir limayi dam hamako shebitzdodim vidam haliyo. So he emphasizes haliyo is not the mokir either. So he emphasizes only damako shebitzdodim vidam haliyo. But v'chein nomu imishne moshul moshul chachomim v'isho hacheder apruta v'aliyo dam hacheder tome shehu dam amokir shehu beis arechem So he says, only Damako should be studied with Amalio, but Damako should be Chedea, that's the Mokher itself. So that is Tomei. So it's be foolish that they should describe it. And the Bessie Yosef says the same thing. And as a matter of fact, it's not even difficult to describe. Most Rishonim, of course, disagree. And they agree with the Pshat of the Rash and the Rabbi Hillel that when the Tereskeyanim says, El Min HaMokeh means Damnigo. But Damako, even the Mokeh, so she is Muteres. But the Raivet Shita is not difficult. Because, after all, what is Damnigo is also Damako. But it happens in a special way. In other words, so when the woman releases the ova every month, so then it bruises the walls of the uterus. The walls of the uterus become swollen up, and they start bleeding. So it's also a mako. But this is so. Then how is it that most Hashem say that she is not in it? The answer is this is a special type of a mako. I mean it. It's a special type of mako. This is a natural mako. I mean, and this is how the Rebbeinu Shalom created a woman. I mean, that she should have that damako every. Into the uterus. So the Rebbeinu Shalom asks that she has to count Zayin Ki. Because even if she doesn't see any dam, why? Because the Gemara says in Psichas HaKeva b'lein dam, so it doesn't make any difference whether the Psichas HaKeva is from within or the Psichas HaKeva is from without. When the Gemara talks of Psichas HaKeva, it means that the Psichas HaKeva is from within. Let's say she dropped something, a certain chatiche, like a miscarriage. I mean, even though it's not a real miscarriage. So in Psichas HaKeva b'lein dam, that's a Psichas HaKeva from within. But the Yehuda says, even if the Psicha Sakeva, the Psicha of the Moke, takes place from without, so as long as it's introduced into the uterus itself, so then she has to count Zayniki, even if she doesn't see any dam, because we assume there was a drop of dam. The first Lameshi is Chelik. Now, so the fluke is Mistaber like the first Lameshi. But according to the Bis Yosef, so we certainly have to say like the Nibirute. But the Nibirute says that the reason as to why the first Lamesha says that she doesn't have to count Zainikin if the doctor introduces Shviferes into the Mokir is because we don't pasken, because the Ramot doesn't pasken like the Bes Yosef. He paskens the Damako. Even in the Mokir itself, it does not make her into a Nibir. And the Nibirute also paskens like the Ramo, not like the Bes Yosef. And still he says that she has to count Zayin Ki. So the question is, Bishleim according to Bes Yosef, the Raivet, we understand. But the Yehuda doesn't pass like the Raivet and the Bes Yosef. He passes like the Ramo. So why is introducing a Shviferes into the Moke by a doctor different than the Mako? The answer is, I mean, I don't know any other explanation of the Nevi Hude. Because the Nevi Hude himself admits that if there is a Mako in the Mokeh, so she does not become an Eidah. So, but the question is, all the other Mishenim were Achim can arrive at the Bis Yosef. But every Damnigo, every menstruation involves a Mako. The answer is, that's a natural Mako. A natural Mako. But when the Mako is not natural, not. Some melee with the holds, if let's say she has a mako which is not done deliberately in order to cure her, so then it doesn't tell me din of a damnigo. But if the doctor introduces a shviferes in order to cure her, so then it's also considered as a natural mako. Anything, any irritation that is caused to the uterus, to the mokeh, which results in bleeding, so is considered like a natural mark. That's the shita of the beauty. Anyway, so we see that there is that
according to most Rishonim, so if Damako even from the Mokya does not make her anymore. Now the question is this, so maybe it's not that the Rashbo, that the Rashbo is Chilik and the Rambam in the Mitzies. There is such a Mitzies. What's the Mitzies? If the walls of the uterus are swollen, so then the Tashvish irritates the walls of the uterus and causes bleeding. So what kind of a dam is it? It's Damako. But is it Damako that is brought about by the Tashvish itself? By the Tashvish itself. So the Rashba says is Damako. Is Damako. So why does the Gemara say she is a soul of the Bairo? So obviously the Gemara does not have reference to a case where the woman is sees dam machmas tashmish because of the physical factor. Because then it will be when it's because of a physical factor. So then it's damako. After all, this doesn't happen that machmas tashmish, the woman should release an ova and cause the bleeding through the release of the ova of the excel. I mean, that doesn't happen, machmas tashmish. Machmas tashmish, if it happens, it only happens because it irritates. It irritates the mokya. It irritates the mokya. So the mele, it's not amnido, it's damako. So why does the Gemara say that if she is reyed damach vastashin gimul bomim, she's a soul of bailo? So the Rashbo applies it to Vestes. Applies it to Vestes. And that's what I think that the machlekes is between the Rambam and the Rashbo. Anyway, now let's go over the Shach. Now, Siflam Lao. V'imiralo, klima v'imiralo sheroa asotik et ahalidoso, gimu polim ritzufi, v'hakein opro v'shim shobintai, v'iroas, v'hakein chozro v'iroas ahalidoso sholish polim ritzufi, v'iroishim sho shub muteret. So he says, v'imiralo sheroa asotik et ahalidoso, gimu polim ritzufi, v'hakein opro v'shim shobintai, v'iroas. So that's the first case. So after the lady, she saw. I mean, not the first case. I mean, so the shach discusses that din of the Rama. In ira lo shiro asotik v'chalidos gimu pom ritzuf. She saw that, and after that, v'hakeinu v'rovishim shobintai. So it's over because the three bs will down. So that was Ritzuvi. So she was a Asur Lebailo, but she didn't ask any shayles. So it's over. V'shim shobintai. V'lo yoraz. V'hakein chozro v'roaso achal lidoso. V'shom v'shibom Ritzuvi. Then after the second lady. So she again saw dam achlas tashmish, the first three bs, Ritzuvi. V'lo yishim shoshu. So after the first lady, it is shim shoshu. And didn't see. After the second lady, she had three BS with dam and blue shimshon. So, and then she comes and asks the shayla. After the second lady, she asks the shayla. So the halacha is that she is mitaris. Why is mitaris? Why mitaris? So it seems that the shita of the shach, according to the Taz, so an isha can ask biasur on the Bible the gamra lilom voet. On two grounds, either on the ground of the Chayri or on the ground of Vestes. And even though Vestes is only Osam in the Rabbanon, and we have a halacha that the Mutalovi Alishti Somach Vesto Yivis Yitzel Derech, so to divorce her should be just as important as missing it, this one mitzvah. So the answer is. So we could say. But the Taz says no. That even on the basis of Vestes, he is also. But why should that be Gorua? Then Yitzel Derech. Here it's a question of being mivatel in oligamre, of divorcing her. So that is more important
than Yetzer Derech. The answer is by Yetzer Derech, so it's only one time. But here, it will mean that you'll always have to be Eivir. He and she will always have to be Eivir. That is the Rabbanon of Tzomach Levesto. So that the Chachomim were not matter. The Chachomim were only matter. The Eizer of Tzomach Levesto one time. But not if it has to take place constantly. If it has to take place constantly. I mean, that's a very simple teretz. There's the pshat and the taz. But, and then, there could be another reason. I didn't mention it yesterday. Because the Teres HaShlomim says, I didn't see it when Shani mentioned, but the Teres HaShlomim said that in parentheses. I didn't discuss this, I omitted that because I didn't want to become involved in the discussion. When the Teres HaShlomim says that the reason is why the Agoyis Maimon mentions the example of Leil Sheni Litvilosa, not the Rishon Litvilosa, because the Rishon Litvilosa, so then we don't have to worry about the Iser of Tzomach Levesto, because it's the same aloha like Yetzer Derech, because there is a Din Shulchan Aruch, it's based upon a certain Gemara, that one is Mechuyev Lifkei Desei Ishtei B'Leil Litvilosa. So just as the mitzvah of Lifkei Desei Ishtei B'Leil Litvilosa is the Yichad Yisrael of Lov Yalishti Tzomach Levesto, so the mitzvah of Lifkei Desei Ishtei B'Leil Litvilosa is also the Yichad. This is what the Teres HaShlomim says. And the Chavizdas is Chelik on that. The Chavizdas is Chelik on this. Why is the Chavizdas Chelik on that? After all, why should this mitzvah be Geruah than the other mitzvah? The answer is, over there, if he's Yitzel Adarech, so in all probability, the next night he will not be at home either. So that's why the Chachomim were misaking that the mitzvah of Lifkei Desishtei, Yitzel Adarech, is the Yitzel of some Chavizdas. Mashenkin here, so believe if you postpone it for the next night, so the Chachomim did not have to be matir the Yisr of Lovei Alisha Tzomach Levesto. That's the reason as to why the Chavizdas is chilik on Teres HaShlomim. The Knesset Yecheskel agrees with the Teres HaShlomim. But then he says in parentheses, Avol Bishas Vesto Mamesh Vadagasu. Avol Bishas Vesto Mamesh Vadagasu. So he says it in Dovah Poshim. I didn't see it in the Rishenim. So in other words, there is a difference between Tzomach Levesto and Bishas Vesto Mamesh. We find that difference in the Roh. The Roshit is that Tzomach Levesto is only Osam Drabon. But the Droshe of Azartem is Yisroel is a Droshe Gmure. That's Bishas Vesto Mamesh. According to Rabbi Taran, so even Tzomach Levesto is a Nisar Raise. According to the other Rishenim, most Rishenim, even Bishas Vesto Mamesh is only a Nisar Drabon. According to the Roh, there is a difference. Tzomach Levesto means the whole day or the whole night that she expects to get a period. So the whole day. And Vesta Mamish means if she has a Vesed to get it approximately at 12 noon or at 12 midnight. So that's called Vesta Mamish. So he says, so according to the law, so Vesta Mamish is also Lovei Alishte Midrais. So Mokhul Vesto, that's only Osam Rabbah. So of course, according to the law, I mean, we certainly understand why, but the Teres HaShlomim doesn't say it only according to the law. He says it even according to the other Rishonim, who say that even Vesta Mamesh is only Osam Rabbanon, but still, Vesta Mamesh, there is more of a possibility. So Memele is more chomer. So Memele, according to this, so he cannot say that. The reason as to why the Taz says that the woman, even when she's not afflicted with the chili of Mimala Vinifetis, but it's only because of Vestas, so she's also Asura Lekamre, so Lekamre, and we don't say, since Vestas is only the Rabbanon, so let the Kiyum Mitzvah Seino, or preventing a Bitul Mitzvah Seino and Igune, so let it be Deicha Deisea of some of the rest, no? So one way of explaining the Taz is that the Chachomim were not matir the Yisrael Rabbon of some of the rest, if it is going to happen all the time. Only when it happens once. He's not going to be Yisrael Derech all the time. Now it happens that he's Yisrael Derech. But then there's another. According to what the Teres HaShlomim says,
So the mitzvah of lifkides is taken only b'deicha de'iseh of loving alishti somuch levesta, but not vesta mamish. If she has a veset of seeing dam machnas tashvish, that's vesta mamish. So it's not a veset in the course of 12 hours, in the course of the night, or in the course of the day. So it happens. It's so that's vesta mamish and vesta mamish. So that it? So that's the reason of the task. Now, this is the sheet of the Taz. Now, the sheet of the Shah, however, the sheet of the Shah, however, is unlike the sheet of the Taz. The sheet of the Shah is that when do we say that he has to be Migarisher only when the Riyas Damach Mastashmish is based? Riyas Damach Mastashmish is based upon the Chiri of Malo Benefetzes. Follow the fetus. So then he even has to divorce her. Either because the Shach Shite is that it's Midraisa and the Chalitz Mechikik, but the Shach can agree with the other Poski that it's only Midrabono, not Midraisa. So why isn't it Midraisa? Because Midraisa we can be Tele and Zdodi, and Mak and Zdodi, and Miochat Zdodi. So Midraisa. So we don't have, because Miochat Zdodi is more likely than Riyas, than the Chili of Malo Benefetis. So that's Midraise. But Midrabonon, we have to be Cheshish. We have to be Cheshish. Mashinke, where she's definitely not afflicted with the Chili of Malo Benefetis, and it's only on the basis of Vestes. So since the whole Deen of Somoch Levesta is Midrabonon, So the Chachomim did not apply the Iser of Somuch Levesto in this case. If it is based upon Mimalo Benefetzes, even if it's only Midrabonon, so it only means Midraise we can be Tele in this Zdodi. But Midrabonon we're not Tele in this Zdodi. So Mimele, if we're not Tele in this Zdodi, so there is a Chash in a Nisa Nido Midraise. But Midraise we are Tele in the Chazok. But since Midrabonon we are not telling the Chazoke that it's not Zdodi, so Mimele she's a Suri Gamli, yes, divorce her. But where she is definitely not afflicted with the Chiri of Mimalo Benefetzes, and the Yisei Alobiyoleo is because of the Aloha of Vestes, of Somuch Levesto, and even though it's Vesta Mamesh, but most Rishonim say that even Vesta Mamesh is only an Isra Rabbonon, so Mimele, the Isra of Somuch Levesto, even while Vesta Mamesh doesn't apply. Or, if we accept what the Tirsa Shlomim says, that the Chachomim will not be Matir because of Mitzvah Seinon, Love Alishte Bishas Vesta Mamesh, and here, if she has a Veset, to see Machnastashmish Gimel Pomim, so then it's Vesto Mamesh, it's not Somuch Levesto. So then we can say what the Shach says. This Shach says later on that he says that even if she has a Maki, so she's only Muteres Libailo if she goes Trile, but she has to count Zainikim. But without Zainikim, she's not Muteres Libailo. Why? Because the Chachomim were Mati, were Meikil Mishum Igune. So Mele, because of Igune, so we are Tele, and the Makeshev is Dodim that she definitely is. And the Makeshev is Dodim that she definitely is. Mashein came to be matter her to her husband without counting Zainikim, so it's a question of the Raise. We cannot be Tele in the Makeshev is Dodim, even if it is established that she has a Mako. Because we have to be Cheshish, maybe it's not from the Makeshev is Dodim. Not from the Zodim. So Mele, so we can say that the Shach agrees with the Tiras HaShlomim, that the Chachomim were not Matir because of Mitzvah Seino, the Yisea of Lovi Alishtei Bishas Vesto Mamesh, only Somuch Vesto, and here it's Vesto Mamesh. But since there is only, even if she doesn't have a Mako, even if it's not established as a Mako, so there is always a possibility that it's Dodi Marsol. It's Dodi Marsol. And that is the reason as to why so many poskim, even those who say that it is based of Panchidi of Malo Benefeses. So they say it's only the Rabbanon. Why? Because in the Raise we attribute it to this Dolim anyway, even if it hasn't been established that she has a Makar of this Dolim. So we anticipate that possibility, and that possibility is more likely. So Mimele, since there is a possibility that this Veset was established as a result of a Makar that she might have in this Dolim, even though it wasn't determined. So Mimele, the Chachomim didn't apply the Iser of Lovei Alish to even Bishas Vestamah. This is the Shashi. So when is she Asur Oligamre? Where is she Asur Oligamre to the husband only if it is based upon the Chili of Mimal of the Fetus? Now, so let's see now the Shashi. Sifla Mela. Vimiral. Kleima Vimiral Osher Oaso Tekef Achavidoso Gimu Pomen Ritzufi. Vakein Ovro Vishim Shobintai. Velo Yoaso. So maybe one thing is sure. Because the Ramo says, Kolbokim shetzrich abdikom imovro vishim shavoluwas or muteres the tash mizeh shavoluwas or they odif midlikas hashvifas. So then the Shach mentions that the upper avreve is chilik al ramo, because according to the ramo, so bdikas hashvifas, even so, just as bdikas hashvifas, one bdikas hashvifas is effective to make a mutal bairo. So one tashmish without doubt of Rav Shimshon. So is as effective as Bikash Veferes. According to Aper Avreve, only three tashmishim without doubt will make a mutal bairo. In other words, that Bikash Veferes is better. We'll soon see, why the Aper Avreve says that Bikash Veferes is more effective than tashmish. So this is what the Shach says. In Sifra Medgimu, Uvisefer Aperavreve, Dafzad Gimu, Omdalev Kosar, Vilini, Redidavke, Shofro, Vishimsho, Gimu Pom. So Vishimuteres. But Ovro, Vishimsho, Pamachas, Inakuteres. Uviam is dainty in Dibra Rav Bruri, Bitaime, the Tashmi, Sesho, Yoraso, Odi, in Dikashuteres, the Himashma, which is my name. Himashma, which is my name. So we see it, so the Ramos says that one Tashmi, Shofro, Vishimsho, is as effective as Dikash Viferes. So Mele, the Shach says, V'imira lo sheroa so teke v'achar lidoso, gimu pomim ritzupim, v'akein obro v'ishim shobintayim, v'ilo yroa so. So in other words, if she saw achar lidoso gimu pomim ritzupim, and then it's obro v'ishim sho, and didn't see, so according to the Shita of the Ramo, even if it's obro v'ishim sho once, and didn't see that, so this is as effective as Bikash Viferes. So that's a raya that she is not afflicted with that chili of Mimalo Benefetis. Oh, of Mimalo Benefetis with a swollen moke. She's not afflicted, because had she been afflicted, so it would happen, she would bleed the temporary tashish. So even the fact that there was one tashish that did not result in any bleeding shows that she's not afflicted with the chemi of Mimalo Benefetes. So, but we have, what we have, but there is still, since she saw Gimu Pomim Ritzupim, so Vachkin Ovro Vishim Shabitali V'lo Yoraso V'yachakein Chozro V'roaso Acha Lidoso Shomish Pomim Ritzupim. What does Ta say? She's Asura. But how can the Ta say she's Asura? But after all, the Ta is not Chilik and Ramos Din, that wherever Bdika Shiferes is effective, so Mele, Ovro Vishimsho is just as effective. So he's not Chilik and that. One second. The answer is because, according to the Ta, she can be Asura the Bailo for two reasons. Either because of the chili of Mimalo Benefetes, or because of Vestes. So Mele, if it's over Vishimsho, so then it eliminates the possibility of Mimalo of the chili of Mimalo Benefetes, of Mimalo Benefetes. But she established the Veset.
So the Taz says, no, she's asur about it, even legalme. Because that will mean she'll always be asur about it. She'll always be asur about it. Why? Why will she always be asur about it? Because, now in this case, so far, if she only saw Gimel Tomu Ritzufin after one lady, and then over Vishim Shobintayim, Viloy Roaso, and then Vahakin Chosro Viroaso Achalidoso, Sholish Pom Ritzufin, Viloy Shim Shoshu. Now, at this moment, I didn't notice that the Shach discusses the situation where she only saw Gimel Tomu Ritzufin after two ladies, not after three ladies. So in this case, even the Taz will be made a little bit interesting. But you'll see that the Shach, when does the Taz say that she is Asura only if it happened after three ladies? But the Shach will say even if it happened after three ladies, she is Mutaris. But so far, with this, so far the Taz can agree. Because according to the Taz, B'dika Shviferes is effective even with Gabi the Vestes. Unless she established the Veset in a certain order, that only the first three B's after a lady, and the other B's subsequent to the first three B's not. So then B'dika Shviferes cannot be effective. But so with this the task can agree. V'lishim shoshim mutaz. V'chein, bodeh. V'chein afilu roas acha kolei nevelei sholish pomim mitzupim. Rak acha kein, v'kolei nevelei shim shebetayim, v'lei roaso. V'chalei de gimloi dalet chosro v'roaso, gimlo pomim mitzupim. V'shuv v'shim shoshim mutaz. The task is chelik on that. You see, on the first thing, at first I didn't notice that the task, that the Shach had reference to the case where there are only three beers ritzufim with dam after the first two ladies. But so then the Shach would agree with that. But in this case, the Taz is chaylik. Taz is chaylik. Why is the Taz chaylik? The Shach says here, Vishuv Rishim Shor is Mutaris. In other words, וכן אפילו רואה סך הכל הידי ולידי שורש פעם יצוף ראה כן לכל כל הידי ולידי שם שבינתיים ולא יורס ואחל הידי גימו איתה לתחוז רוב לרואה סך גימו פעם ריצופים וישוב לא ישים שאויז מטרס דטס איז וישוב מטרס אבל אם רואה סך גימו פעם ריצופים אחל הידי אוסו לא לשם איש אחר כך לחתחילה די מתיר אין אלו כשאחר כך עובר וישים שם די הוזיקו בי של היתר, אך הבי של איסה, ויטלינון בחוץ של סלעים. אף על גב שחוזרו אחר כך, וירוע סול גימו פה ממחלוי דוסו, ולושים שחלי. So he says, די מתירי. So in other words, אלו כשאחר כך, וכן אפילו רואה סך הכל אין ולאי דשאו שמות חוצוי. רכה חכים כל אין ולאי דשאים שבינתיים, ולא ירואה סול. אחר לידי גימולי דלת חוזרו ורועסו גימול פעמים רצופים ושוב לא ישימשו איזמוטרס אבל אם רועסו גימול פעמים רצופים אחר לידי אוסולו משמש אחר כך מתחיל די מתירים לו כשאחר כך עוברו משימשו דיור זה קובי של היתר, אך הבי של איסה, ויטלינום בחוץ של סלעיני. אף על גב שחוזר אחר כך וירוע סוגים פה ממחלי דוסו, ולא שימשו אחר כך. אבל אם שימשו אחר כך ולא ירוע סו, אפילו רוע סו מתחילו גימו פעמים ריצופים שלא ימייס לי דוסו, אם שימשו אחר כך ולא ירוע סו, אפילו רוע סו מתחילו גימו פעמים ריצופים שלא ימייס לי דוסו, תהירו, דיעוד בבדיקה של פרס. כך הם ביו דברי הרב, וכי משמע לתר זו. ואוכל מוכל להגיד בשביל שרב רבי יחנשון, שכוסף לחיל המשמע מדיקום מעבורי לגימו בעניין זה בלא ישינו. משמע שגם דורי לגימו, משמע שהוא יקור עלי לשובס ממש, ולבוע שאיר לישם, עד אחר לי לגימו, ובלי לגימו על כוח אוכל יוריצופים. דין לא יקיים פשיטי דבלה מוחשור, לכול העומד, אפילו בלא ילדה, דור יצופים דווקא בינו נחדיסי בשביל שום. ולא יצורך המאיש אפשר למציא טעם הטל הידי ואם כן, משמע שגם הגימו פומים הוי שיינס, הוי יום יצאו. Now the task is that, that if she had, Gimel, if she had, let's say, Gimel B.S. Ritzufis with that, after three ladies, so then after the fourth lady, she's a solid bailor, and even Dikas Ashleferes will not be affected. Why? That's not on the basis of Mimalo Benefetes, but that's on the basis of the fact that she established the vessel. That's the tashi. But the shachshit is that if she had be a set up in time, if she had be a set up in time, so Mimalo we see that she was not afflicted with the chili of Mimalo Benefetes. So the mele, she's after the fourth lady, so she'll be muteres. She will be muteres. Why? Because she's not afflicted with the chil of malo nefetzes. And so the only thing that is possible is that maybe she established the vessel. So the mele, since it's only shiling vestes, and we can be tailored that maybe it is because of a kohes atzdodim, so memele we are telling it. Ve'avach pireish da asarav shero asu achalei v'shorish pom. Avo lo yoyo v'tzuki, like the tassas. Because of shechim mashma mitshuv esarav rabi yichron shom. V'nafechu, uchub derashtu, uvilav ochen amin svor aleim akim. Dokim dishor achalei da achreino. Dokim dishor achalei da achreino afo lo yoyo v'tzuki, imkei, מה אישו יביס או בשם עשרי צופים אלוהי וכל זה נראה לבוא עכשיו, סיף למד בייס תן לו גאות את הדעתס אבל אם רואה סוגים ופומים וצופים מאחלי ידי אלו יתעלים המלאב נראה לי ידי דווקא רואה סור לאחלה מדגים ולזוכר ויסע מחבוב ונקי אבל תלך הזמן הזה כיוון דמנדים דמתי הרו וכדוי כמה עושים עם קופצה לדלת נראה די להיצי אישו מביימו בשביל כך דיני דרך מי רואים שלא נביא על דמתיה היה לעצמו אבל לא ידעו יציאו מבעירו so he says that when does the Rambo say אם רואה סוגים ופעם וריצופים החליד so לא יתעלים בלעיד so that is only if she's and she's a soul the Bible that is only if she saw the Gimel Pomi after the Yemiteya but if she saw the Gimel Pomi Ritzufi in the Yemiteya, so then she's not a soul of Bailo. Nira den leiti, shall be Bailo bishvil kach. Dinei de och miro ibni, shall we live al damteya, hayna le atzma. Aber loy leiti al mi Bailo. In other words, so that's it akoles again. That even if she sees dam in Yemiteya, she's a soul. So that's only le atzma. But leiti al mi Bailo not. Vichai gav nekosu atur am chaber vaposkin, likamen simen kufzadik, Gabi Kesem, ואם מי שלא עושה וישבס על דמתיה, יסתה לבו, אפילו בזמן הזה, ואף על פי שהחמירו בלי סיסרואר של מליבר על דמתיה, לעצמו נחמירו, אבל עניין של מתעצל על חוותו לא יחמיר. ונראה בכל שכנוכה, ואי, דהוכה היא כנה מצד היתר, דמחמסכו שסלוי דה, רואה סודה מחמס נשניש. בוא, תתפירס ונשח, that even without the time of Chushes Aleide, of being Tele in a Kores Avdone Machmas Aleide, he would also be Matia. Why is he Matia? Because since Midiraisi, so she's in Yemiteya, she's Miteres, and it's only Takones Agenim, so the Genim were not Misakein, that in a case where it will involve being asur or lebayo legam. Alright, now, mi ukom mokem she tzricho bdike, im ov rovishim she ovo leroaso, is muteres. They, uvi sefer aper avreve, vili nire di davke she ov rovishim she ovo gimu pomi. Uvi an yezdaiti lidivri arav brurim. בתיימה דיטש מזה שאולי רואה עשו עוד איף מבדיקה של פרס.
So the Upper Rav says that even for Provishim Shor, so she's not interested by Bible unless it's all Provishim Shor Gimutan. Now the question is, why should Bikash Viferes only once be better than Ovro Mishimsho once? Now, so the Dogum of Ovro and Ibu Hude says, Odech Bikash Viferes, Vilimire di Das Aper Avreve, di Gambish Viferes Loi Mahani, Raki Motso Min Atzat, Vi Aheteru Mishum Shinei Shlo Mako Bitzvori, Avo, Im Loi Motso Klau, Loi Meki, So Dogum of Ova says that in the Upper Rav they would say in Ochanami that when do we say that Dika Shviferes even once, so even once, one Bdike al the Shviferes. So is effective, that is only the case if we are Bdika with the Shviferes and then we found dam on the sides of the Shviferes. So that's a raya that in all the times when she saw dam achvastashmi, so the dam emanated from the Znodim, not from the Mokim. The whole raya, now too. So the top of the Shviferes did not have the piece of cotton that was wrapped up on top of the Shviferes did not absorb any dam. But the halacha is that even if the Shviferes doesn't have any dam, either on top of the Shviferes, on the cup, or on the Zodim, she is also Muteres Libayo. So in that case, only if there were three Bdikas of the Shviferes. This is what the Dogon of Omer says. Now, what's the Indian of three Bs? The Upper Rav says, that even Ovro Mishimsho once, she still has all the Bible. Only Ovro Mishimsho came upon me and didn't see any doubt. What's the significance of three times? Where do we have that Indian of three times? That's an investors. Investors we have it. So the halacha is, if a woman was kevea invested, so the invested kavua, so it's only neka al the three shinuim, three deviations, but one deviation out. If a woman was kaveya invested kavua to see dam every 25th day, and then 1 month on the 25th day she didn't see dam, she is still bound by that veset of the 25th day. Unless 3 months on the 25th day she doesn't see any dam, then it becomes neker. So the aloche of three times, of three shinuyim, is mentioned in vestes. In vestes. So we see, one thing we see from the Upper Avram. One thing we see from the Upper Avram, that the Upper Avram Shite is that the whole halacha of Reye Dam Achmastash Mishgimu Pomim is based upon the halacha of Vestes. So Mele, so why do we say that Ovro Mishimsho she is Muteres? Only because the Veset is Neka. Because why was she asked all the Bible? Because she was kivya yveset to see damach was tashmish, but she had three tashmishim without dam. So that was eiker the veset. That was eiker the veset kavua. One second. That was eiker the veset kavua. So the mele, why? So that's why the Upper Avram says. But if it's all mishim, so just once. If it's all mishim, so just once. So then it is not eiker the veset kavua, but the halacha is that Iveset Machmas Kvitzes, so even though we have to be Cheshish for it, the Ramos says, Dago is mine, we have to be Cheshish for it, so we have to be Cheshish for it as for Iveset Cheheli Kavua. So we may, but it can be Nekar with one Shino. So we may, the Ramos can be explained in two ways. So Memele, we can say that the reason is why the Ramo says that Ovro Mishimsho wants she is Muteres Lebailo, that the Ramo can also agree with Upper Rav Reve, that the whole halacha of Isha Shari Damach Mastash Mishgimo Pomim is Asuro is based upon the general principle of Vestas. But the kasha of the Upper Rav Reve is a Veset can only be Nekar with three deviations. So only if there were three tashmishim, the answer is, the Shach says, the three dam machmas tashmish is like a beset machmas kvitzes. And the beset machmas kvitzes does not have the status of a beset kavua. So it only has the status of a beset sheni kavua. A beset sheni kavua can be neka, even with once, not with three times. So that's the pshat in the Ramo. Or we can explain the Ramo differently. That the Ramo Shite is like the Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan says that the whole din of Reyeh Dam Machmas Tashmish, so that's not, has no shaykhes with Vestas. It's a chayli. So Meile, what do you mean a chayli? It's a chayli, in other words, it is grounded in a physical factor. So even if there was one tashmish and did not involve any dam, so it's a raya she's not raya dam from the mokia machmas tashmish. And if she is raya dam, so it's not from the mokia. All right. So this is the way the Ramo can be explained. Now the question is, so why is the Aper Avreve Chilik al Ramo? Obviously the business why the Aper Avreve is Chilik al Ramo is because the Aper Avreve holds that the whole din of Reda Machmas Tashmish is based upon the principle of Vestes. And in order to be Iker Veset, we require three times, but here the Shach says, it's like Veset Machmas Kvitzes, and the Veset Machmas Kvitzes, Machmas Enes, so can be neka written with one time, not with three times. So we can say it in two ways. First of all, Teis Veshite is, and Ramo mentions that it's in Kupites, that Ochlo Shum has a din like Veset Agub, not like Veset Machmas Kvitzes. The Rash Veshite is that it has a din like Veset Machmas Kvitzes. But by Ochlo Shum, so she can establish a Veset Kavua with three times. So the Meili becomes, so maybe the Aper Avreve Shite is like Teitz Veshite. It's one Moshin Ramo, it's in the Kupites. Like Teitz, if you desire. So it establishes a Veset Kavua. A Veset Kavua can only be Neka with three times. Now, so then we'll have to say, in regard to the Ramo, since the Ramo says, כל מוקים שצריך לבדיקה, אם עוב רבישים שלא לא יראה עשו, מותרס, ביקש מזה שלא יראה עשו בי, עוד איך מבדיקס השם פרס, that the Ramo Shite is, not like, that the Ramo Shite is, that Veset al-Vitashmish, it does not have a din like Veset al-Vachil Hashum, but it has a din like Veset al Vikvitzis. Now, as far as the Aper Avreve is concerned, so we can say something else. Either that the Aper Avreve holds that Veset al Vitashmish has the din like Veset al Dachil Hashum, or the Ramo, the Aper Avreve can agree with the Shach that Veset al Vitashmish, that Veset al Tashmish has a din of Veset al Vikvitzis. But the Shita of the Balamoyer and the tool is that even Veset al Vikvitzes, if she saw Dam three times, becomes a Veset Kavua. So maybe it requires three deviations in order to be Neka. This is what the Dogma Baba says. Now let's see what the Dogma Baba says. Now the question is, there is one question against the Aper Avreve that the Shach raises. Now, how can the Aper Avreve say that Ovro Vishim Shawonis does not make the Isha Muteres Levaya? But Bdika Shviferes Wons does make. Why should Bdika Shviferes be better? Than Ovro Vishim Shawon? And the Gemara says explicitly, Taf Samach Vov, that if by Bdika Shviferes Wons, so she becomes Muteres Levaya. So, the Dogma of Ovo gives a tenets. The Da'as HaAper Avreve, the Gam B'Shiferes L'Mahane Rak Imo Tzo Min HaTzad, the Ha'eter Uv Mishum Shiyesh Lo Mako Bit Dodi, Avon Imo Tzo, Imo Imo Tzo Kval, Lo Imeka Bit Pam Achaz. The Gemore, when the Gemore says, one B'dike Shiferes is effective, makes a Materes L'Bailo, the Gemara mentions if the dam was found on his dodim of the Shviferes. So in that case, the Shviferes is effective. But in the Haname, suppose the Shviferes has no dam, so then only three times we tested with the Shviferes, and three different times we tested the woman with the Shviferes, and we didn't see any dam. Then she is Muteres. But if one time, she is not Muteres. Now, we're over with Shimcho, it's Nachayach, not Dodim. That's Nachayach. So Mimele over with Shimcho means, and no dam was found. Because if dam was found, so it's Nachayach. Nachayach to say it's Dodim, not Dodim. So Mimele, so in the case of over with Shimcho, didn't find any dam. So that's analogous to Bdiki al Shiferes, where no dam was found on the Shiferes. Neither on the Dodim nor on Tam. So in such a case, in Ochaname, so even because the Ferris once is not effective. Even because the Ferris once is not effective. V'nira when he is daiti, then he says, v'da'as ha'peravda v'kida'as ha'tur. Sheivi, what I mentioned before, sheivi ha'taz, b'simen kuf p'tez, sifkot melamed reis. Alright. So mele, that's why, so he answers the kashi. The answer is the kashi of the shach. Because the shach's kashi is, if there is one tashmish, so maybe it should be nekav. So he says, it is nekav if we say like the Rishonim, that veset al mikritzes, so does not establish a veset kavua. So it only requires one akire. But according to the two, So even Veset al Dikritzes requires three akiras. So that's why he says, in order to be Baker, Eker, the Veset, al Bitashmish, so requires, so only they were over the Shimsha three times. Alright, now, Isha Shahoa so Machmastashmish, Isha Shahoa so Machmastashmish, Ulacha Chotishon and Chotro of the Roa so Machmastashmish, Muteres the Bible, Shall we cover the Gimu Vestes? Shall we cover the Gimu Vestes? Shom, the Lord be Dilu. מי וכן שישלח אחרים פעם אחס, וכשיגיע חוצי שונו, ויהיה עם ריאז דם האחרים, אסור אין אחס. ואם קובו וסת לריאז דם החשטש בשלוי שצים לבסת שווה, מותרס לשמש בבסת לבסת. אך ימי הבסת